What's up, Fandom Night, episode 45, Saturday, January the 20th, 2018. Alright, so, welcome to the first What's Up of the New Year. Technically speaking, that would have been the live stream that we attempted to do at our Anime Zap panel that we had this year.
Attempted.
Basically, it ended up having to be split into two different sections because we thought that the bandwidth was okay, but, like, for the 360 cam, like, it pulls too much, so, like, it was kind of, like, stuttering and shit, so... Jeremy just kind of went from being like, you know, full 360 to here's the front cam, call it a day. But anyway, so let's go around the room and we'll get into some important shit. So, Seth Sario Lovell.
Scott Action Jackson.
And that's a Shane McCree sleeping guy.
Shrugs. He's giving free shrugs.
Contact.
Contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so now that Bill's explained to you the website and yada yada, which if you've listened to any of the other feeds, you've already heard it from me several times, FandomNight.com and... click on the different feeds and gather it up, because from now on, what we're doing is we're going to start recording our what's-ups at the end of every single night. That way, then we can tell you that today, we recorded a controller pile-up. We tried to record a Sentai, which was going to be the next Doctor Who episode, but my computer froze and completely butt-fucked everything.
So we rescheduled that one for another time.
Yeah, because Nick had to run. Nick had other shit to do, and since he's integral on that... we didn't want to get in there, get everything working again, figure out where we'd left off, and, you know, have you guys try to redo the episodes. We're just like, fuck it. Just redo it next time after it's left your guys' minds, if it does. But we did get two other Sentais done. We got a sneak peek.
Yeah, the first look at the Lupin Ranger versus Patrol Ranger.
Yep, and then we also got the...
Kamen Rider,
yep. But in the meantime, though... you know, since those are up and you guys can listen to them and everything, you know, go ahead and check those out. But in the meantime, you've noticed, if you've listened to any of the other feeds, Bill's not here. And there's kind of a reason for that. Bill is basically forcing himself to get as much overtime in as possible because him and the fiance are basically, they're going to try to tie the knot like late spring, early summer?
I think it was like June-ish?
Okay, so like middle of summer.
June,
okay.
And then also their vehicles are kind of
Yeah, basically Michelle's vehicle is so butt-fucked that Bill's worried that it's basically they're either going to have to sell it and buy up a new vehicle, or he's going to have to repair it and hope that it lasts long enough for them to, you know, be able to sell it and get a new vehicle. Or at least hope that once the repairs are done, it won't be an issue for, like, another several years. Because in most cases with technology,
or luckily
it's not a matter of if it breaks, it's a matter of when.
Or maybe the W-2s will help out with that part, too, so.
Yes and no. Because I already brought that idea up, and he said he's not getting back as much as we would think that he is. But, like I said, his vehicle's a little jacked. Her vehicle's a little jacked.
A little.
Plus, all right, fair enough. Hers is super jacked. And then at the same time, you know, with all the wedding shit coming up,
yeah.
Basically they got to have a little bit of some spare cash set aside for, you know, venue,
reception
rental, which, I mean, to be quite honest, to be fair, I mean, I know that their yard is sloped, but, I mean, their house is large enough. And, I mean, I don't mean any offense to Michelle, but I mean, if you invite only friends and family, like real close friends
backyard,
and family.
They could do it there.
Yeah, they could simply do it in the backyard. So
as
that's
long as
a venue.
It's during the daytime.
Exactly. So that's a venue cost that she wouldn't have to worry about. You know, most of her family are all into, like, cooking and baking and shit. So, like, her sister could simply bake a simple cake. And, you know, they could just kind of decorate it a little bit fancily. Yeah. Like, not too much, but, you know, just enough to make it kind of fancy. You know, there's extra costs that you don't have to worry about, you know. Their theme is basically it's supposed to be a Sentai for the guys and then Sailor Moon for the girls. Which, I mean, if you don't go fucking balls to the wall with props and shit, I mean, that's extra money saved. But, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where
for us guys, it's going to be like different colored suits, more or less.
Yes and no. I mean, we'll kind of get into that more once all the wedding shit gets in. But, I mean, like I said, it's one of those things where, like, as a guy, I will never understand it. Or at least, excuse me, as a cis white gendered male, or as a cis white male, I will never understand the plight of a cisgendered female, a lesbian female, or a gay male, because I'll just never understand the whole wedding thing, because we have to be PC and everything. But really, to be quite honest, just it's one of those things that me personally, I'll never understand. Like, I understand that you don't want to do the courthouse thing, because doing a courthouse wedding, it's kind of retarded.
Yeah, just going there, getting the stuff, and go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. Technically,
well, they kind of have to for some stuff anyway, so.
Exactly. Which, I mean, technically, at the end of the day, as soon as you go down to the courthouse and get all the paperwork and shit signed, technically, at that point, you are married. But when it comes down to the ceremony and everything, that's really for the family.
Yeah.
You know, that's not for you. That's for the family and everything. So, I mean, really, at the end of the day, you want to do something for your family. But, like I said, as a guy, I don't get it. Go to a park. Literally, go to a park. Any fucking public open area where if the cops show up, they can't say, get the fuck off our property. Like, literally, as long as you're not causing a ruckus, what the fuck doesn't matter? Like, go to a park. Set out some chairs. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today next to semis driving down the street.
And hopefully this time I can learn what I'm going to say this time.
True. But still, like, to me it's one of those things that's never made sense. Oh, I got to have, it's going to be a small wedding. We're going to have, you know, a church that fits 8,000. I'm going to have.
That's not a small wedding.
I'm going to, this is a small wedding. I need the church that could see 8,000 people. Before the fire department has to step in and say, this is too many people, you need to evacuate. And it's just going to be me and you and all 800 of my coworkers and all 7,000 of your coworkers and my family and my family's family. And I'm going to get cousins and relatives I haven't seen since ever. I'm going to call my aunt Jillian. She lives down in Florida. I haven't talked to her since I was 3 at a reunion that we had back in 1987. And what we're going to do is I'm going to tell her, hey, I need you to get a hold of everybody. And she's just going to call up everybody, and we're going to have my entire extended family show up for our wedding. I don't get that shit. People you care about need to be there. That's really all that matters.
See, this kind of brings up something else that I think about once in a while. Is that?
And again, that's just personal opinion. Sorry to cut you off, but personal opinion there.
But if you have like family members who can help you save more on some of the wedding stuff,
yeah.
Go ahead. There you go.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I understand, you know, you want to go balls to the wall because it's your special day. But, you know, for the most part, really, yeah, exactly. Like, if you can find ways to cut corners, fucking cut corners. Everybody does it. When you go to the grocery store, you're going to stop off at 8 different grocery stores to get, you know, 17 different items. Why? Because, because this store is having a bullshit sale on this. Whereas if you go to the other store, it's going to be more expensive. And, you know, okay, so I need a gallon of milk. I need some Pop-Tarts. I need a couple cans of soup. I need a package of hot dogs. I need some buns. I'm going to need some ketchup. And I'm going to need, you know, a couple of frozen pizzas. Okay, I'm going to hit up 6 different stores. Why? Because store A has the pizzas cheaper. Store B, I can also pick up toilet paper because I just thought about it while I was out running around, and I know that theirs is going to be cheaper than any of the other stores. You know, if I'm already heading over to, you know, this place to pick up a pair of pants because I needed a new pair of pants for work, fuck it. While I'm there, I'll pick up a bag of chips, and I'll go ahead and I'll get my hot dogs and hot dog buns. You know, everybody fucking does it. You know, if simply you're just like, yeah, Walmart is the cheapest, I'm going to go to Walmart. No, Kmart is the cheapest. I like going to Kmart.
You see, if you're able to do that and actually have a vehicle and do that stuff.
True.
For someone like me.
Yeah, for somebody like you, that's a different story. Yeah. But I'm talking the normal, average human being who has a license, a car,
yeah.
You know, money for gas and money for groceries, can pay bills and do shit, which, you know, no offense to you, I'm just saying, you have certain ticks, but not all of these tick marks.
Because
believe me, I'm in the same boat as you. I have certain tick marks, but not all of them, because I don't have money for rent or anything like that, which is why I'm still stuck at home with, you know, living with my father and stepmothers, because I got butt-fucked so bad, you know, between losing jobs, picking up jobs, you know, jobs disappearing, you know, all because my ex decided to be a complete
bitch.
And total jerk. Well, no. I'll leave that to her, because technically speaking, part of that was my fault, but at the same time, most of it, considering the fact that she was the one who decided that she needed to go and fuck another dude to fix our relationship. I'm sorry, last I checked, that's not fixing a relationship unless I'm involved in that somehow as well. But, you know, like I said, when it comes right down to it, like, you know, my issues are my own, but like I said, when it comes right down to it, anywhere I can save a couple bucks, I'm saving a couple of bucks, you know. So when it comes right down to it, basically, long story short, Bill's stuck at work. He's going to be stuck at work for like the next 2 or 3 months. And whether
we'll
it
carrying on and continuing.
Yeah.
To
so anyway, so whether it be a matter of work fucked him over and told him you have to come in, or whether work said, yeah, have a day off. And he said, nope, I got bills to pay. I need to come in. You know, regardless of which one it ends up being that week, basically Bill's going to be gone for a while.
Yeah, because even Bill posted on the Fan Night Facebook page saying how he doesn't like to do this, but he kind of has to.
Exactly. So when it comes right down to it, Comics Toss is basically, that's almost going to be on a hiatus until Bill gets back. Now,
and that
I know he stated that he wants us to continue without him, but really, I don't want him to miss out on the debate of what should we cover next.
And we heard that Bill wants us to continue the Turbo Review, but I don't know if we can without him.
The Turbo Review without him? Yes, we can.
We can?
Yeah, we can.
Well, actually, I think maybe we probably can.
Last I checked, I do believe all of Turbo actually is on Netflix.
Okay.
Or at least I think it is. I don't know. I'd have to open up my phone and double check, which my phone is freaking out and beeping at me, but considering the fact that
there was something on the Facebook.
Oh, it's on the group page?
Yeah.
Whatever then. But yeah, so there's that. Another thing is, you guys might notice here shortly, for anyone who follows Sentai Review, you guys may end up noticing ads on our videos, because we're currently in the process of trying to get monetization on them. Just because, really, when it comes right down to it, all of us work normal 9-to-5 jobs. I say normal, but I mean technically speaking. Some of them are normal, some of them are not. But like I said, at the end of the day, we all work our, you know, 9-to-5s to make our money. So we can pay our bills, buy our cigarettes, get gas, get food, you know, throw our money down into a hole and hope to God that we win the entire hole full of money. Which I'm referring to the lottery on that one, because
yeah.
That's basically how the lottery works. If somebody goes out, they dig a hole, they throw 20 bucks in, and they go, okay, everybody throw 20 bucks into the hole. All right, tomorrow I'm going to pick a random name out of a hat, and you get to win all the money out of the hole. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw you down into the hole. You can pick up all that money, and all of it's yours. By the way, in order to get out of the hole, you're going to have to buy a special ladder that only we sell. So, and you can get out of the hole, because that's the taxes on the lottery winnings. Because believe me, I'll play the lottery from time to time, especially when it was up to, like, what, almost $300 million or some shit?
It's still up in that.
Yeah, I threw a couple bucks on the Powerball and the Mega Millions, not going to lie. So, yeah. But like I said, we all work normal 9-to-5 jobs. We all have bills to pay. We've all got shit going on. Like, my vehicle's being a pain in the ass, and the only thing that's saving me is the fact that since my father's a mechanic, if there's any tiny issue that I notice instantly, I go, Dad, truck's fucked up. What do you mean it's fucked up? Well, it's doing like this and one of these and some of those, and it's a little bit like this. Ah, god damn it, I need to clean the fuel injectors or whatever the fuck. And, you know, he'll go out and he'll get it fixed like that. You know, just tell him as soon as I get home from work. Hey, truck's doing like this. Fuck. All right, hold on. 20 minutes later, he's coming in. Ah, goddamn cocksucking motherfucking truck. Yeah, that's what I've been saying all week too, Dad. You know. Excuse me. And like I had said previously, you know, Bill and Michelle's issue where, you know, furnace went out, saving up for the wedding, two vehicles that are having issues that got to get fixed up. You know, it's, you know, just shit that's got to be taken care of there. You know, you've got your bills and shit that need to be paid off. You know, Shane's got his, seeing as how he's supposed to be moving soon, which we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, a good portion of our money, it really can't go into any of this anymore. Like, originally...
Mine barely does when I'm able to pick up, like, some Power Rangers and Sentai.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you can buy a DVD or something, cool, that's about it. After that, like, the soundboard I bought because I was unemployed, ended up having to collect on my 401k, which ended up being like $10,000 from my 401k money, and I had a little bit left over after paying bills and, you know, making sure I had money to survive off of.
And this was around the time of one of the Zaps, too.
Exactly. So it was literally right before our first anime Zap. I was like, you know what? It's around Christmas, they're having deals, I'm going to go spend money on one of these bullshit holiday sales where they jack up the price by 300%, so you take a $10 item and now it's $30, and then they're going to say, oh, by the way, on that $30 item, there's a 25% deal on that. Oh, so that means that $10 item that I'm buying for $15 because you guys decided to jack the price up to $30, that's a sale? Yes, it is. Cool, let me buy that. Because that's how the economy works. So, basically, I said, fuck it. Bought up the soundboard, a couple of new mics. Like a dumbass, didn't realize that mics don't come with cords. So, we had to go, or well, I had to go back and get up a couple cords later. But we already had a couple of mics and cords from previously attempting to, you know, run with professional equipment. You know. I was able to buy a laptop last year with my tax money. You know, no offense to you, Scott, but yours is a piece of shit and you need a new one.
Which I'm hoping to take care of.
Exactly, because, I mean, like I said, no offense to you or it, but, I mean, you've had it for fuck forever. So the fact that it's ran this long is kind of a miracle. Yeah. Bill has had his since probably a little bit after him and Michelle got together, which that's been, like, what, 2 years now?
Only two?
Two or three. I don't know. It's been a while. I take that back, because it was a little bit before we ended up starting the Sentai show. Yeah, it was. It was a little bit before we started up the actual Sentai review. Like, the first couple of episodes where we did, like, the major blocks of, like, here's from 75 all the way up to, like, 82. You know, that type of shit.
Because I know I was involved in the start of the recording for the Sentai, and that's right. That's probably about 6 or 5 years ago, so...
Fuck. I don't think it's been that long. I feel like it hasn't been that long. Of course, then again, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, I remember seeing a post sometimes on Facebook saying that me and Bill have been friends for 7 years. I'm like, really?
Huh. Okay, so yeah, maybe it has been that long.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I don't know. Either way,
it doesn't feel that long.
Well, I know for me, it's been a hell of a lot longer because I know technically you came in late to the game, but originally, like, what was it?
But I came in where it really, really picked up.
Yeah, exactly. Because originally, when we first started doing this shit, Bill was still living in the apartment. Like, it was like me and Jeremy were down in the lower apartment. You walked up a flight of stairs and then like down 10 units, and that was Shane. And then walked down, like, 4 or 5 more units, and that was Bill's. Like, we basically, like, we almost owned that apartment complex in that one building. And then, fuck, that was so long ago. Shane was still with, Shane was still with his, like, that was, like, 3 X's ago type of thing.
That's like the early Reproid production.
Yeah. Stuff, so. Oh, yeah, no, like I said, that's when we first started doing this shit. So, I mean, like I said, you know, we've been doing it for too goddamn long, And, you know, we keep putting our money in on soundboards, mics. You know, we need new, some of us need new laptops. Some of us need to just slap the shit out of our laptops. That's right. I'm looking at you down there, you piece of shit. My fucking laptop is driving me insane tonight. I think it's because it tried to install updates, but since we're at Jeremy's, and Jeremy doesn't have, you know, internet hooked up right
full,
now.
Full internet.
Yeah, it's just being a giant pain in my ass. But, you know, like I said, you know, plus hosting the website, because, you know, hosting our website so that way then the podcast and everything can go up, you know, that's like, anywhere from like 120 to like 100 and...
I heard about 150.
Yeah, I was about to say. Sometimes it's 120, sometimes it's like 150. That one year that they were like basically butt-fucking us, it was like 170. And that was the year that they kept being up our ass all the time, being like, you guys are doing too much, and you're too much bandwidth, and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, motherfucker, we pay you for unlimited bandwidth. We can use your guys' shit as much as we want. Shut the fuck up. So, because of shit like that, like, you know, we got to start being able to pay off some of that shit and making sure that, you know, we can keep everything going, you know, smoothly for you guys. Like, today obviously was a day that wasn't really running that smoothly, but that's because, truth be told, we've kind of been flying by the seat of our pants for most of the day.
Yeah, most of it, yeah.
So.
Although, thankfully, we've been recording this stuff in better time than normal, so.
Yeah, that's kind of true. It has been a little bit better time, but, I mean, at the same time, that's because it's basically been down to, like, a three-man crew.
Occasionally three to four,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost all day. Now, on a normal day, it's like me, you, Bill, and Shane, which is a four-man crew, which, all right, that's not a problem. But then I'll go outside to smoke, and then Bill and Shane will sit around and bitch about work. And then you'll go down and see what Michelle's up to and watch a show with her for a little bit before going up and seeing what those two idiots are talking about and being like, oh, you guys are still talking about work. And then come down and you and me will hang out for a little bit and be like, so when's the next fucking pay-per-view? Oh, I thought it was next weekend. Are you sure? Could have sworn it was this weekend. No, it's got to be next weekend. Okay. You know, and then fucking Amanda will show up and, hey, what's everybody doing? Where's food? I'm hungry. What's going on? I just got done with work. What are we doing? You know, so then like an hour and a half passes in between each episode, and then it's like, fuck, it's midnight. Why are we still recording? Oh, because there's like 18 people over here. All of us are carrying on like 17 different conversations at the same time, and none of us are actually, you know, doing shit.
Yeah.
You know? That and at the same time, I've been sick for the last few days. Like, at first I thought it was the flu. No, it turns out it's a GI tract infection. So, fucking apple juice and Gatorade and water and fucking Sprite or 7-Up and crackers and pretzels. And that's all I've had to live off of for the last, like, since Tuesday. That was on a goddamn Tuesday, too. Motherfucker.
Tuesday.
I'm going to blame Nick for my outrage there. It was on a goddamn Tuesday.
Let me guess. Tuesday.
So, yeah, like I said, basically, if you guys start seeing ads being up on the video, if you do, we're going to try to time it so that way then, like, if there's any, it'll be two, one at the start and then one at the end. So usually the one at the end you guys can skip. But, you know, if you guys have, like, any ad blockers or anything on, you know, we would appreciate it if you guys would at least turn that off if you guys watch the Sentai episodes. Just so that way then we can get a little bit of money coming in. Because our other idea was to start up a Patreon account. But, like I said, none of us really have free time, you know. We've got work, we've got normal life, you know, we've got general shit going on.
We also have merchandising ideas, too, but...
Yeah, there's still the merchandising ideas we've been kicking around. Yeah. But, like I said, when it comes right down to it, like, none of us can really do this shit all day, every day. Yeah. Like, the only one of us that possibly could...
Is maybe me when I have, like, days off from work.
Yeah, you, because since you're working at a school as a janitor, like, if school has days off, guess what you got?
And that's going to be a real pain in my ass when the school year's over.
No, it won't.
Months without unemployment.
Homie, janitors work during the summer.
Not kitchen.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're in kitchen. Shit. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was about to say, because I worked as a janitor in a school.
I'm not a full janitor. I'm just the kitchen janitor.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, that is going to be a bitch. Because, yeah, like I said, I worked as a janitor in a school. And believe me, summertime was the best time. Why? Nobody's fucking there. And you know what you get to do all day? Sweep and mop the floors. Scrape gum off from the bottom of the desks. And put the desks back in order along with the chairs. So it's a lot of, hey, it's the last day of school. Okay. Start picking up desks and sliding them the fuck out the way after you've wiped everything down. Let them sit in the corner to collect dust while you go ahead and you fucking strip the wax off the floors. Scrub everything up. Repaint everything. Clean grease out of, grease traps in the kitchen and shit. Fucking, scrub up the ceiling tiles. Like, it's a lot of hard work, but a good portion of it is turn on the radio and sit there for like 2 hours and do basically nothing.
See, I'm not that lucky with my job. My job is show up, change the garbage cans, put in new bags,
mm-hmm.
Start sweeping some dirt up from the breakfast crowds.
Yep.
Change another garbage bag. Wait for some kids to have some spills.
Yeah.
Because that's when lunch starts.
Yep.
Wait for the kids get going. Wipe off the tables.
Yep.
Repeat.
Yeah.
And then once the last group exits, it's like, oh, guess what? There goes the garbage. Wash out the garbage cans. Throw away some more garbage. Sweep. And maybe mop or use a machine to scrub the floor.
Yeah, the floor buffer. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and like I said, when it comes down to the summertime, a lot of guys, they don't want to do that. Like, my grade school, there was no air conditioning in that entire building. There wasn't an air conditioner, a ceiling fan, nothing. The closest thing to anybody having an air conditioner anywhere was in the computer lab, because it was something that they had built on additionally, and they had basically purchased a trailer and, like, kind of split it in half, where one half was, like, a music room, like, for band and shit. And then the other half ended up being, not really the library, but one of the, like, side library rooms. So, I mean, if the teachers needed everybody to do, like, a study hall type of thing, where, hey, we're going to be learning about some really important subject, and, we don't want you guys to be hanging around everybody else and everything, and there'd be a lot of loud noise and shit, or we got a special, PowerPoint presentation, or the cops are coming today to talk about our DARE program. Let's all go sit out in a trailer in the AC,
But, yeah, with my issue, I'm going to need to pick up a secondary job or get changed over to a full janitor.
Yeah, a full janitorial.
And
yeah.
Also on top of that, I need to get transferred to a closer school to where I live, because I'm walking across town.
Right.
To get to my school. So in which case, during the winter, snowy times, guess what? I'm walking through a lot of shit just to get to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to do that when I was working at the gas station, because I didn't have a job didn't have a license or a car. So I literally had to walk down a steep-ass hill. And when I say steep-ass hill, it's Bartonville. You know how Bartonville has that steep-ass hill called Garfield? The one that you drive up in order to get up towards, like, the McDonald's and the Kroger's and that?
I've been along that route with you guys, so...
Yeah. I lived over off of Harrison, which was damn near a 45 to 50-degree angle in the ice and snow. If you slipped, you went from the top of the hill to the bottom of the hill, and you hope to God that if a car was coming up, which most of the time they weren't, because if that motherfucker was that slick, they wasn't coming that way. They was taking the long way. They would go, it's 10 blocks out the way. Like, you remember where Bill's dad was down there by the Hardee's over in Martinville? Yeah. Literally, you would have to go up Treasure, which means you go down like you turn it into the Hardee's, but keep going. Go around that bend, go up by where Bill's dad is, and then keep going up, and then take the fork. Well, I lived, if you took the right fork, I lived up that way on, like, the left-hand side. So, people would have to go around that way, because if they were heading down, they would have to head down, riding their brakes, because you couldn't go up the motherfucker if it was, snow and ice and sleet, and you were slipping and sliding. You could only go down, riding your brakes the entire way, going about 5 miles an hour max. Because if you didn't, there was a slight bend, and everybody, every fucking person I know, always said that they would end up slipping right there and hop the curb and take out this dude's mailbox that lived there, to a point where the guy literally had to take his mailbox and, like, suspend it in the air. Like, this is not a joke. One year he finally said, fuck it, and he ended up taking, like, some fishing line and hung his mailbox up in the air, so that way then if you hop the curb, you broke your windshield, to teach you, don't go down this hill too fucking fast. That's not a joke. He finally got sick of replacing his mailbox. And I don't blame the guy. But yeah, no, I had to do that shit too. And it was like, 2, because now I'm at the bottom of the hill, because technically it's 2.5, but technically 2, and I'm at the bottom of the hill, 3, 3.5, because halfway in between is the crosswalk, so when you can cut across, 4, 5, 6, and then of course around the corner. So it was like a 6.5 block walk down to go to work, going up, because obviously since it's a steep ass hill, again, if you're walking, you're not walking up this fucking hill. So that would be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 block walk for me to go back home. So, I mean, trust me, I understand the feels. Now, it's not quite the same as, you know, walking across town, but, I mean, when I left high school and ended up going to college, I literally, my mom was working at the hospital, and she would drag me with her to work, because I was going to the community college downtown for some summer courses, and I would literally walk from the hospital the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or is it 7? No, it's 7. Yeah, it's 7. 7 down and like 4 over to get to the college. And then the same thing on the way back. And mind you, I only had like 2 classes. So it was like, you know, go down, spend like 2.5, 3 hours down there taking like 2 classes, and then walk my happy ass back. And it was like the middle of summer. So my fat ass sizzling in the middle of the street and fucking, you know, 80, 90 degree weather at 9 o'clock in the morning, mind you. 9, 10 a.m. and it's already, you know, 90 to 100 degrees out, or 80 to 90 degrees outside. And then try to walk back at like, noon, 1 o'clock-ish in midday heat. Yeah, fuck on that. That's like the old story of hearing about our grandparents. When I was your age, I had to walk to school fucking 80 miles up and down a hill in the snow, no shoes, no socks, bare-assed, carrying a fucking pencil inside of my asshole because I didn't have nothing to carry it in because I had to hold my books, you know. That type of bullshit. So now that we've got our old man out of the way. But, yeah, like I said, you know, when it comes right down to it, like, we got our jobs, we've got other shit going on, and it's not like we could do this full time. So when it comes down to extra content for Patreon and shit like that, yeah, we can do something like that by, you know, setting up, like, the 360 cam and just kind of recording some shit where you guys could literally sit in on an episode. But the issue with that is if we record that episode, it's going up instantly. So really, if you're paying, you know, the extra money for Patreon, okay, you get to watch what we're recording and see what we're doing and seeing how actually, you know, enthralled and, you know, engaged with the episode we are, but, eh. So after that, it would be, okay, well, then we need to make new content. Well, as we stated before, if we get together at 3 o'clock to start filming, which is normal filming, except for this week, because I said, fuck it, everybody meet up at 2, because we're going to have to record at least one of everything, which we decided against after technical issues. But, you know, if we get together at our normal filming time of 3, that way then we can allow Bill to sleep since he normally works third shift.
Yeah.
And for Shane to get done with his Shane nap. since he doesn't go to bed until fucking 2 o'clock in the afternoon anyway. So, that's right. I'm talking about you, mister, sitting over there playing on your phone. Don't even want to be in on this episode, even though you announced yourself. But, you know, even if we get together at 3, after recording, you know, 2 Sentais, a What's Up, you know, a controller pile-up, a comics toss, and in the off chance that it's a fucking wrestling weekend, you know, a fucking jobber episode covering an NXT takeover, because we always get together on fucking Saturdays.
Yeah, it's usually Saturday night.
So if we recorded, you know, all 6 of those...
Which luckily we haven't been able to catch an NXT on a recording day, so...
Yeah, thank God. That's been a godsend this, you know, this time around. But like I said, if we record all 6 of those episodes... You know, just add an hour apiece. That's already 6 hours, not including breaks, to eat, piss, shit, smoke, you know, just fucking get out of the room for a minute because we're all sitting in one tiny cramped-ass room, you know, sitting on basically steel folding chairs with no padding that start hurting your tailbone after 20 minutes of sitting, especially if it's an episode you don't give a shit about, you know. You start dealing with that shit, and it's just like, so there'd be no extra time for new content. So, like I said, more than likely, we're going to try to get it set up for monetization on the YouTube. We're kind of waiting on a couple of things to make sure that, you know, everything's copacetic and good to go with that. But, you know, like I said, that's just something that may be coming down the pipeline as well. You know, like I said, more than likely, we're literally ready to pull the trigger. There's just like 2 or 3 things that we're finalizing, and after they're finalized,
we've got double, triple, quadruple check on.
Yeah. We just kind of, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's type of thing, you know. But yeah, like I said, when it comes right down to it, like there's just a lot of shit that we're working on, and a good portion of it is kind of being held up because, you know. Basically,
life
is kind of fucking everything up in typical fashion. You know, it's not like we're, you know, millionaire billionaires like, you know, fucking anybody else who's been doing this for a long time. And I mean, to be quite honest, I'm kind of glad that, you know, Bill got me in on Review Tech USA on YouTube. Because, I mean, I listened to him talk about it. Because, I mean, I know Jeremy posted it in our group chat on Facebook for our meeting. You know, because we have a meeting group where it's basically like nobody's allowed in except for the core members of the group. And Jeremy was like, yeah, okay, here's how monetization's working from now. You know, you've got to have the 4,000 viewer hours per year, you know, plus, you know, so many subs, plus this, plus that. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, we've got all those checked off. But since I was in my stupor when he said it, because I was sicker than a dog, I was like, do what? And he's like, yeah, it's got to be like this. And I was like, okay, so is that like a rolling thing where, like, come February if we don't have enough, like, if we do it in January, and then come February nobody watches our shit, they take away our money, and then, like, we reapply, and then come March, it'll, and he's like, no. I was like, okay. So with the subscribers, like, does that mean if, like, people just decide to shut down their YouTube channel or, like, their YouTube account and, like, before they do, like, they're just like, fuck everybody I ever watched and, you know, they unsubscribe from everybody. So we go from having, like, the 1,300 that we have now and we go, like, dip down to, like, 900 because all of a sudden there's, like, a mass hit where everybody's shit just kind of unsubscribes and their shit gets deleted because... craziness in the Trump era and no, stop asking stupid questions. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm still sick and not thinking. I need this explained like I'm a 3-year-old because I don't know shit right now. I'm curled up in a ball trying not to puke and
you're like, yeah. The cat over here.
Yeah, I'm like the cat. I'm curled up in a ball trying to nap. Bright lights hurt even though every light in my house is on and it's the middle of the fucking day. Every light hurts, and I'm just trying to keep my fucking eyes closed for a minute and not look at nothing. Because me brain hurts. So, yeah, like I said, basically I listened to Rich over at Review Tech USA, you know, kind of break it down after I started feeling a little bit better. And he was like, yeah, no, I kind of agree with this. Because, you know, everybody assumes that basically you're going to get on YouTube and make $1 billion. is like, it's not that way. He goes, I worked at it for years and years and years and years and years before they finally switched over their account. He was like, I finally got, you know, the ability to monetize my videos after being rejected like 30 some odd times. Like, and then 2 months later, they were like, oh yeah, by the way, anybody can monetize any video they want ever. And it's like, what the fuck? So, I mean, you know, it's hard work. It really is. I mean, we've been working at this shit for fuck. Like we'd stated earlier, Reproid Productions was like, what, 10 years ago? 10 or 12 is when we started this. Well, actually, no, because here's the easier way to do it. When Jeremy and I were living together, that's when these guys had started, and they had already been going for a year. And when I moved in with Jeremy, that was around, like, my 22nd birthday. And I'm 29 now. So, guaranteed at least 7. So, yeah, it's been roughly 8 years since we had originally started. Yeah, 8 or 9. Since everything had originally started. Because I didn't come in until like a year later. Because, like I said, I was, you know, living with my mother out in Bloomington. Because I had no car and, you know, no ability to go anywhere. And no apartment at the time. So I was working at the gas station and they were like, oh, we're moving. And I was like, oh, well, fuck. I'm going to have to quit my job and find a new job out in Bloomington. So, quit job, moved out there, was gone for like 3 months, was able to move back in with Jeremy. And then, that's right, yeah, yeah. So I moved in with Jeremy, and then we all started filming everything together, and that was just set down a camera and talk in front of the camera. And then we switched it over to podcast for a while. And then we had switched it over to a professional system. And then shit went sideways with Bill and his old lady at the time. So we were kind of using a soundboard that Jason had, and Jason ended up moving. So we kind of lost the soundboard. But we switched back over to video because everybody started getting burnt out and members started dropping. So we switched back over to the video. And then after a while of being on the video, recording up in, you know, Bill's room, which was his dad's attic, then one day Bill set down a card table and put his phone in the center of the card table and hit record, and we went back to podcast. And from then it was like every now and again we'd do something for the video, but for the most part we were just kind of recording off of Bill's phone. So like I said, I mean, you know, we've really have busted our asses, you know, to get where we're at. And like I said, it's been years. We've been doing this shit for years, and not one dime has ever been made off of any of it. Like, not a dime, not a nickel, not a penny, not even, you know, fucking a hay penny. So a half a cent. Nothing. We haven't even made a piece of chewing gum from off the bottom of a chair. Nothing. Wow. So, I mean, you know, when it comes right down to it, like, it's not like we're trying to get greedy or nothing. We're just trying to make enough money to pay for, you know, the web space so we can keep all the podcasts up and running. And then so that way then we can get, like, maybe an extra, like, 30 or 40 bucks to buy up, like, some new cords or save up every now and again for some new mics.
And maybe at some point...
Maybe once a year we can throw down for, like, a pizza party. And we can buy up, like, a large pizza from Pizza Hut and be like, now everybody gets one slice. Just one. And we're going to give the biggest slice to the employee of the year this year. So whoever did the most work. So not Shane or Nick or me. So that means you and Bill are going to be fighting over it. But yeah, so whoever did the most work, you get the biggest slice of pizza. But after that, everybody gets one slice. Thank you for working for us for another year. You know, that type of shit. Because, let's see, I think Jeremy said he did the math, and basically if we would have monetized our videos like last year, we would have made like 200 bucks. Which to some people sounds like a lot of money, but when you consider the fact of, like I had said earlier, the web space is anywhere from like 130 to like 170, depending upon how big a dildos they want to be that year. So, I mean, really, at the end of the day, I mean, like I said, we're not going to be making up much more money than just enough to make, like, another cord.
Get that money.
Well,
tell me what I can and can't say. I know what I'm saying when I say it. Money. We all want that piece of pizza.
I want that piece of pizza. I've been eating nothing but fucking crackers and pretzels for the last 4 fucking days.
There's a couple pizzas back there right now, guy.
Yeah, I know there's pizza back there right now. And the only thing I could do is rip all the toppings off and the sauce and eat fucking crust.
I might go get me some pizza right now.
You fucking whore. Oh, if I didn't love you, I'd hate you right now. Get ready, Shane. I'm going to give you that. I tried to say that shit with a straight face. You was in the middle of picking your nose, motherfucker. Oh, sorry, scratching. Sorry. From the angle, it looked like you literally had your thumb all the way up your nose like you was digging for gold. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
I would like to add, though, that, you know, going off of what you said earlier with the live stream, I tried to go back through, as quite a few people have, to view the questions that were asked during the stream, and we noticed that they're not there. None of the chat got logged.
I knew there was something else I was going to make mention of. I'm glad you said
it. If you guys did ask questions, ask them again. Send it to the Facebook page. Send it to the email. We will make an episode here in the near future recovering all of those questions that you asked.
Yep.
So send them to us. We will cover it.
Because I can't remember if it was in the actual like Facebook group page or if it was something that was asked during the con, but somebody said, are you guys going to cover, like, the music for, like, the openers?
Oh,
like, not the
Facebook.
Openers
it was
themselves,
on
was it?
It was, okay. Like, the actual theme songs, not just the openers.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Where I thought it's like, wait, we're already doing the opening, so do we even need to? But they're like, no, this is much longer. It's minutes longer, so you have to do another one. It's like...
Yeah, well, no, they're absolutely right, because when it comes right down to it, like, if I were to open up my laptop... and hope to God it's actually responding properly. One of the things that I could do is I can actually, like, show you the opener for Q-Ranger. And then after I show you the actual opener for it, what I could do is I can actually play you, like, the legit song. And the legit song... Hold on, I got it on my phone right here. Where is it? It's in this list. Damn it, where is it? No, that's Doom. No, like no, that's an anime opener. Or wait, was it?
You want to add stuff to the comic toss?
Actually, oh no, that's the anime opener. Okay, so yeah, that was the legit thing. Okay, my bad. Hold on. Lucky Star. There it is. Yeah, that actual opener is fucking 3 minutes and 18 seconds.
But
whereas what you're getting for the actual opening of the show is like minute.
But then again.
Minute and a half, maybe.
There are some Sentai shows that have multiple opening themes. So that's another thing that we might have to come across too.
So. Yeah, that's kind of true. But I mean, even so, when it comes right down to it, like. Really, all it is it's basically, it's like, find the song and then just kind of listen to the song.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, when it comes right down to it, I mean...
Unless we get marked for it, like...
We probably will, so it's a Sentai episode that wouldn't be able to go up on the actual YouTube channel. We would basically have to be like, hey, by the way, this week's episode is up on the podcast and can't go up here. Because if it goes up here... Basically, what we're going to do is it's going to be like, we're going to, actually, that's something that we probably could do.
Maybe do that with the openings and the themes.
Well, no. We could do the themes, and we could still put it up on YouTube, because they allow you to play, what is it? It's like anything over 10 seconds of the actual audio,
10,
you get,
like 30.
No, it's like 10 seconds. Oh. Anything more than 10 seconds of actual audio from anything that is not you, any TV show, any movie, any song, if you're monetizing, Nope. Sorry, buddy. Bye. Not only does your money get pulled, but your channel can get shut down. Because fucking Smooth McGroove gets caught on that shit all the time, because when he does his acapellas, sometimes it sounds so dead-on accurate to what the song actually is that he basically, they like copyright infringe his ass like all the time, being like, yeah, no, you're copyright infringing. And he's like, I'm doing it acapella. You can fucking watch me do it. But what we can do is we can play like maybe 7 seconds of the song. Like nothing too much, but basically like play 7 seconds of the song, edit the audio so that way then the rest of the song is gone, and just be like, yeah, none of us are allowed to say jack or shit while the song is playing and like kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
the first 7 seconds or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like maybe the first 7 seconds or like somewhere in the chorus where it kind of picks up so that way then everybody knows exactly what fucking show it's from. You know, because if I was to start playing the opener for Q-Ranger, I think it takes like 15 seconds. No, it's not that long. It's like maybe 10 seconds before you get to like the actual part that everybody recognizes from when like the show first starts.
When I was looking for like some of the openings for like the Sentai version of Wild Force. It's like there was so much dialogue going on at first. It's like, okay, where's the song itself?
Right. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you know, because when it comes right down to it, I mean, I can easily play you one of the greatest Sentai themes that has ever been put down. Like, right now, no issue. Are you ready for it?
Uh-oh.
Now, Shane, why is this one of the greatest Sentai themes ever made? Don't play on your phone. Answer me.
I'm thinking.
Oh, you're thinking? Would you like some help?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Let me replay this. All right, so let me turn the volume back all the way up. Drop it 2 clicks. There we go. Now, why is this the greatest song ever, Shane? Because the name's Raccoon, and it rhymes with doom, and you're gonna be hurting all too soon.
Really?
You never noticed that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I what was it? I think it was they were talking about one of the episodes. And somebody goes, yeah, I never realized that it was Doom that was playing when Raccoon started talking during the Frieza saga. And Lanny goes, oh, yeah, we made sure to put Doom in there somewhere. We always wanted to do something with it. So we just kind of put it in there as, like, Raccoon's theme. And sure enough, I was rewatching it, like, a few months after that. And I actually paid attention to it. And I was like, motherfucker, they are playing E1M1 from fucking Doom. So, yes. That's the only one that we might be able to get away with, and the only reason being is because it's video game music. And most video game guys, especially from that back in the day, like that far back in the day, they don't give a fuck. But, yeah. Let me see here. So we covered personal life sucks, monetization coming, standard random off-topic shit.
Yep.
Get in your fan questions, because like I said, like Jeremy said, anything that was sent in during the live stream got lost, whether it be from Bill and Nick crumpling papers to throw them at Shane, who was sitting in the audience being a little baby back bitch, simply because they didn't end up getting saved
because if anything, we
during the recordings.
Them. We could cover them in probably just a What's Up. So.
Yeah, we could probably do it in, like, the next What's Up that we end up doing,
yeah.
Where we can basically be like, oh, by the way, you know, here's this question from this person, here's this from that. So definitely, yeah, go ahead and, you know, resubmit them either via the email or simply go, like, get on the group page on Facebook, whether it be the actual Fandom Night group page, the Sentai group page, the Comics Toss, the Jobber, doesn't matter.
Actually, with some of these group pages, you can actually send a message, so...
Yeah, that's true. You can even send, like, personal messages to the actual thing itself and be like, hey, by the way, and literally word it this way. So I asked the question during the live stream, but you guys said it didn't get saved, so I'm going to ask it again. And then that way then we know exactly what we need to know. Hey, this is something that we need to save for that specific What's Up episode that we got to do. And like I said, we'll be able to save that shit, write it down somewhere, keep it safe, and then come back next time and do that. Which, by the way, I think there's only one last bit of business that we would have to cover before the episode is over. Because like I stated, this weekend is the 20th. Next weekend is the 27th and the 28th, which
for
would
the
be
Royal Rumble.
for the NXT TakeOver and the Royal Rumble. So that'll be the next jobber episodes that go up for anybody who actually cares. Like, not to be mean against our show, but I mean, really, to be quite honest, like, jobber's one of the ones that's not pulling too hard.
Yeah, to be honest, with the talks of a Doctor Who show, I'm guessing the jobber might get pulled and replaced.
I kind of leave that up to you, because really at the end of the day, one of the talks, because Bill and I have talked about this before, and like any time that we've talked about it, he's like, yeah, jobber's literally the only thing that could easily stay, because that's you and Scott. You and Scott watch the shit, you and Scott record the shit, you update it after Scott is done rendering audio. He is like, that's all on you guys. If you guys want to keep that one going, that's on you.
Because I know nowadays, when we first started the Jabba Wrestling Corner, we were doing some, like, discussion.
Yeah,
we
were doing discussions and, yeah, some of the older reviews and shit. But.
And nowadays it's just been the reviews because stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I haven't had the time nor the energy nor the need to watch Monday Night Raw or Tuesday Night SmackDown.
Well, plus, when the occasional major news thing happened where, like, a wrestler passes or something.
Right, right.
We
yeah, we would kind of get together and pay respects and shit, but I mean,
we kind of talk about it on our own, but
yeah,
we don't really do a discussion.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, that was kind of, like, few and far between. Like, sometimes if they came up, I mean, yeah, we would talk about it, but for the most part, yeah, the news articles, they either needed to be extreme news articles, or they needed to be something that was so relevant that everybody and the brother was talking about it for, like, that 5 minutes that we could sit down and record, like, a 20-minute episode and throw it up and be like, hey, do you guys remember how, like, 20 minutes ago you guys were talking about, like, Hulk Hogan, you know, said the N-word and flipped the bird and, you know, went to prison and then, you know, now he's in the middle of a court case to fight all that? Yeah, no, we're talking about it.
I don't want to be a downer or anything, but I guess the only next time we would try to do something like that is if some famous wrestler like Hogan did pass.
Yeah, yeah. It would probably be Bret Hart, Hogan.
One of the major ones that we just about everyone grew up with.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, it'd be Hogan, Hart.
There's no way AJ Styles is going to pass away. Stop bragging about AJ Styles.
Yeah, whatever.
We know he's number one. He's the champ on SmackDown.
Fucking, who else am I thinking of? Why is my brain dying on me? DDP, Sting, Taker, Ric Flair. Like, you know, so certain legends that have been around for forever and everybody knows their goddamn name. Like,
yeah.
If somebody like them went, yeah, that'd probably be like the next time we talked about it. Because I think the last time we did anything like that was when China went.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think China was the last time we were like, we have to mourn the dead. Everybody shut the fuck up for a minute. We need to talk for like the next 30 fucking minutes about this.
Yeah, and I think there has been a few other major ones that I think has passed.
Yeah, there's been a few that have died because we have posted them on the Jabber page.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the most part, like, really when it comes down to like the classic era of wrestlers, like,
yeah,
Hogan, Hart, Flair, Sting, and really that's about it, because again, I didn't pick back up until like the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, like I said, most of the guys from the Golden Era have either like quit and faded into obscurity, or they were just simply guys that I really didn't give two shits about, and no offense to them, it's just I kind of didn't care. Like, because when I'm a 4-year-old child watching wrestling and getting mad because, hey, he's been outside the ring for longer than 10 seconds. Why didn't they do a ring out? At four, why didn't they do a 10 count before, like, my mom or my dad, I can't remember who it was, fucking turned to me, and they were like, oh, I guess the ref decided it was going to be like this. Which I think at the time they were doing, like, slide in and slide out type of shit.
Okay.
So technically they were breaking the count, but as a four-year-old, I don't fucking know that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck this, wrestling is bullshit, and fucking turned it off and never watched it again. And it was probably like a jobber match type of thing. Like, it probably wasn't even anything, like, important. I just remember it was, like, a dude in black trunks
are
somebody in, like, red boots. And I was like, why isn't that dude out yet? Like, forget that guy. Why isn't he?
Are you sure you wasn't watching those Toxic Turtles?
No, I'm almost certain it wasn't those. But no, because it was a singles match. I remember that. Okay. It was a singles match, and somebody got thrown out of the ring. And then, like, the other dude slid out and, like, boom, boom, pow for, like a couple of seconds. And then, like, slid back into the ring and kind of taunted. And then slid out of the ring and then, like, a little bit of boom, boom, pow. And then slid back into the ring and then jumped back out. And I was like, that motherfucker's been down on the ground next to the announce table for, like, 30 fucking seconds. Where's the ring out? Where's the bell?
Where's
He's done.
Bell?
It's more than a 10 count. Where's the bell? And my parents are like, what does it matter? And I was like, because it matters. And they were like, apparently it doesn't because the ref keeps stopping it. And I was like, this is bullshit. And I was like, I'm done with wrestling. And I didn't come back until flipping through channels and stopped on, like, the Dudley Boys in a dumpster fucking on a Monday Night Raw in the Attitude Era. Like, wow. Probably around the time of the ECW invasion type of shit. But we've already covered that over in the old Jobber Wrestling Corners. Back when they were the Phantom Knight Wrestling Corner.
Yeah, which I'll probably still have to work on transferring some of those over, too.
I'm pretty sure those have been transferred over.
I think the major organization ones have.
Yeah, yeah, which, so like I said, that would have
like
been my...
other ones, I'll still have to work on those, like some of the riff reviews that...
Some of the riff views we did, yeah. Fuck that, though. That's like 4 hours of shit that you would have to, like, recode just to put a tag at the beginning and be like, hey, this used to be under a different name, but now it's... But now it's not. Now it's under our name. It's still our shit, but it's a different name.
Well, that's why I did do that when I was first doing them, so...
Yeah, I know, but that's what I mean. On those reviews, man, fuck that. That's like 4 to 6 hours that you would have to, like, re-render, like, of audio that would need to be re-rendered just to add a tag at the beginning that says, hey, so the episode is called this now, and it used to be this under this this channel, but... Now it's on this one because we switched channels.
That's why I would do it overnight. So
yeah, I was like, man, fuck that. All right, but yeah, I think that's this episode.
Yeah, that's it for this. What's up?
What's technically, up? I think that's it for this recording. Yeah, because like I said, this is the last thing that we're doing from now on. So yeah, that's it for this Saturday. And oh shit, Taco went live. Nice. But yeah, like I said, that's it for this Saturday. So. Look at that, 9 o'clock at night. We beat our old record. Shuck it, Bill. Shuck it long and shuck it hard.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.